Hugh Pope has spent more than three decades in the Middle East as a traveler, a journalist, and a student of Arabic, Persian, and Turkish languages. Pope brings that experience to bear in his new book, Dining with Al-Qaeda, a unique reflection on the Middle East that goes beyond the customary focus on Arabs, Islam, political strife, or terrorism. Titling his book Dining with Al-Qaeda was no publishing gimmick. Hugh Pope actually did dine with a member of the terrorist group. It was shortly after its September 11, 2001 attacks on the United States. Pope, then a foreign correspondent for the Wall Street Journal newspaper, had traveled to Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, to learn more about the Saudi hijackers. And he met with a young militant who had helped to prepare most of them for their deadly mission.
I did meet a Da'i, a missionary, from the camp in Afghanistan where the Saudi young men had been before going to on their mission to America. And he told me about them. He'd known, I think, more than half of them. And he called them wonderful boys. He thought they were great, of course.
The rather uncomfortable interview, during which Pope says he had to quote the Quran to persuade the missionary not to kill him, ended with a rather cordial dinner and a renewed desire on Pope's part to introduce the American public to the many worlds of the Middle East he had come to know.
The main thing I'm trying to tell them is most journalists are honest, and what you read in the newspapers is mostly right, but it's not the whole story. You do have to search for other sources of information to compare and think about what you're hearing and take a variety of points of view.
Pope says one of the most important things his three decades of experience in the region has taught him is that the Middle East is not a monolithic Islamic world.
I find it very bad to lump everyone together anywhere. One of my things in the book is, for instance, the question of Islam. I try and avoid even using the word, because I think everybody understands something different when you say Islam. And I try to show that one cannot just label a country as being one thing, or even the Islamic world as being one thing.
Pope points to countries that have adopted Islamic law as the basis for their legal system, but have implemented it in very different ways. He notes, for example, that while Iran is run by a fundamentalist Islamic regime, the Iranian people he met yearn for a closer relationship with the U.S. He also observes how secular governments in two majority Muslim countries, Egypt and Turkey, have gone in very different directions.
Turkey had the great good fortune of having a window to Europe and not being right next to Israel. Israel, for sure, has disrupted the progress of Egypt. I mean, why did Colonel Nasser in 1952 take power in Egypt? Because of his personal experience of defeat at the hand of the Israelis and the national sense of dislocation because of what had happened with Israel. Unfortunately, the authoritarian streak in Egypt has not allowed a full blossoming of that, of what Egyptians can achieve.
The author of Dining with Al-Qaeda says the typical academic approach to studying the Middle East and news reports from the region are giving Americans an unrealistic and largely negative picture of its people.
I feel that people have to stop looking at the Middle East like it's some zoo, and like it's a collection of completely incomprehensible wild animals. Because there is first of all, we're all people. We all share the same things. You know, the boys like fast cars and girls, and it's the same everywhere. And that is so missing in how the Middle East is treated in the media, with all their focus on unusually horrible stories.
Still, Pope says he's optimistic that the growing number of educated Middle Easterners using social media can convey a more accurate account of the region to the American public. He's also pleased that President Obama is helping Americans distinguish among the many facets of the Middle East by opening the door to improved Western dialogues with the Islamic world. A year ago, in a speech in Turkey, the president said the U.S. is not at war with Islam and called for a greater partnership with the Muslim world. 2 months later, President Obama was in Cairo, where he pledged to seek a new beginning between the United States and Muslims. Pope notes that the president has also publicly reached out to Iran for engagement. The Middle East scholar and veteran journalist says he's hopeful that Western readers of his new book will come to see the countries of the Middle East in a new, less confrontational light, and to hear more clearly the voices of its people.
I really hope that my book will be a source of some ideas and different points of view about what the Middle East can be.
Hugh Pope, author of Dining with Al-Qaeda, 3 decades exploring the many worlds of the Middle East, just published by St. Martin's Press. For Mohammed Al-Shanawi, I'm Rob Sivak in Washington.